This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pirates lost yesterday, and the Pirates lost 2 of 3 over the weekend, but don't worry. Don't worry about it. Doesn't seem like anybody wants to win the NL Central this year. The Reds, who have lost 5 of their last 10 games, they've been on kind of a slide. The Reds are now a half game back of the first place Brewers. The Brewers won the division again. They're leading the NL Central with a 55-45 record. The Reds are 55-46 a half game out. The Cubs kind of clawing their way in. They're 6.5 games out now, 48-51 record for them. The Cardinals still ahead of the Pirates by a half game. The Cardinals are 44-56, and the Pirates at the bottom of the division with a 43-56 record. It's sad. I'm sad about it, definitely. But I can't really do much about it now other than the Pirates could win some games or not. At this point, I mean, I don't know how much interest is really left in the Pirates. The NFL is coming around now. Camp is just about to begin. I think we're actually in the week of camp now. We'll be starting in a few days here. So, yeah, the NFL's coming around. And the Pirates, it's just the big fall from grace that they had. I mean, to be where they were in April and now to be in last, it's unfathomable. I mean, every time we think that a level of just poor baseball, like it couldn't be reached, like, no, there's no way they could fall that far. Well, they have. I mean, it's just amazing how they were leading the division. Like, they were fighting for the division lead month and a half ago, and now they're in last. They're below the Cardinals. It's also kind of shocking to me how the Reds could not maintain a lead for long. Now the Brewers are back in the division lead. It's like nobody wants to win the division. It's interesting. And I don't know what to think. And I want to continue to support the Pirates, and I will continue to support the Pirates, but it also seemed like there was a storyline before, like in May and June, that O'Neill Cruz will get to come back. O'Neill Cruz likely to be back in August, and he'll help the team, and he'll make the team better. The Pirates just have to hang on a little longer. And they did not hang on. And O'Neill Cruz now, there are reports out there that suggest he might not be back until late August now, which is a bummer. A lot of sadness this morning, setting the foundation of the day. It is kind of sad, though. The Steelers are going to be something to look forward to. We'll talk about them. We'll talk about, how about Austin Eckler hosting a running backs meeting, having a private, I think it was a video chat call with all the major running backs. Najee Harris was in that meeting. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what I think about the running back situation. The Steelers seem to have a little more upside now. We're all kind of pivoting toward the Steelers while the Pirates are 43-56. Winning is going to cure all for this Pirates team. I just don't know if they have it in them anymore. And that's just that's kind of sad. Pirates' next series is going to be against the San Diego Padres, who I would say are in a worse situation. The Padres are 48-52. They're 10 games back in the NL West, and they've spent a significantly larger amount of money than the Pirates have. And then there's the Mets. I always like to bring up the Mets, 46-53, 18.5 games back of the NL East lead. The Braves are on a pretty solid pace this year. So maybe the 18.5 games is a bit misleading, but still, you spend that much money as an organization to do good, and you're 46-53, you're gonna get it. That's just how that is. I mean, the Mets, the Padres, two big stories about or two big examples of spending a lot of money and not getting results. The Pirates and the Padres, they're going to play in a three-game series. And that starts today. They're in San Diego, so it's going to be a late start tonight. 9:40 is game time. 93.7, the Fan's covering that game, covering two of the three games in the series. KDK AM will take Wednesday's game, which is scheduled to start at 4:10 Eastern time. But today's game and tomorrow's game, Pirates-Padres, 9:40 starts today, and then tomorrow, Tuesday. So, yeah, look out for those games. So the Pirates, yeah, they lost 2 of 3 to the Guardians. That was a nice win on Wednesday, right? It was something to take into the road trip, a 7-5 win over the Guardians. How about Carmen Leginski striking out Shohei Ohtani on Saturday? That was nice. That was something to take away. Andy Rodriguez hit his first home run in the major leagues, something to take away from the series. Little promising signs, but the 8-5 loss and the 7-5 loss. I mean, the fact that the Pirates scored five. They scored five against the Angels, scored runs off of Ohtani. Very promising signs. Just a similar pattern, though, from what I've been talking about before, what many are talking about now, that the Pirates just can't seem to get in a rhythm. I mean, they were losing games kind of lopsided in May and June, and that wasn't great. July's been a little more steady, I would say, where they're winning games here and there, and they're closer games in July, but they're not pulling them out. It's like if the pitching isn't on, the hitting is, and you got a high scoring game. If the hitting's on, but the pitching isn't, you got a high scoring game. Or if the hitting isn't on, but the pitching is, and you got a low scoring game where the Pirates lose. They're just not in sync right now offensively and defensively, which is rough. And it's rough to watch, and it's rough to see, especially considering how they started the season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.